Hello and welcome to your GCSE Economics Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we are tackling one of the most fascinating and genuinely useful topics on the whole specification, exchange rates. Whether you're buying something online from the US, going on holiday to Europe, or reading about why UK manufacturers are struggling, exchange rates are behind all of it. By the end of this episode, you will be able to define exchange rates with confidence, explain how they're determined, apply the spiced mnemonic like a pro, and pick up those crucial exam marks. Let's get into it. So, first things first, what actually is an exchange rate? The definition you need to know, and I mean really know, because examiners will give you a mark just for a clean definition, is this. An exchange rate is the price of one currency expressed in terms of another currency. So if the exchange rate between the pound and the dollar is £1 equals $1.3, that means for every pound you hand over, you get $1.30 back. Simple. Memorable. Write it down. Now, there are two main types of exchange rate system, and you need to understand both. The first is a floating exchange rate. In a floating system, the value of the currency is determined entirely by market forces. That means the supply of and demand for that currency on the foreign exchange market, which we sometimes call the forex market. The UK uses a floating exchange rate for the pound sterling. Nobody sets it. It just floats up and down based on what traders, investors, businesses, and tourists are doing with their money every single day. The second type is a fixed exchange rate. In a fixed system, the government or central bank sets the exchange rate at a specific level and then intervenes, buying or selling currency to keep it there. Think of it like a price ceiling or floor, but for money itself. Some countries peg their currency to the US dollar, for example. The advantage is stability and predictability for businesses trading internationally. The disadvantage is that it requires the central bank to hold large foreign currency reserves to defend the rate, and it removes flexibility to respond to economic shocks. A really common mistake candidates make in the exam is confusing the role of the central bank in these two systems. In a floating system, the central bank does not set the exchange rate. The market does. In a fixed system, the central bank actively intervenes to maintain the rate. Get that distinction crystal clear in your mind. Right, now let's talk about what happens when exchange rates change. And this is where the really juicy exam marks are. When a currency increases in value, we call that appreciation. When it falls in value, we call that depreciation. And here is your absolute golden mnemonic for the exam. Spiced. S, strong pound. P, pound makes imports cheaper. I, imports cheaper. C, cheaper imports. E, exports dearer. D, dearer exports. So what does spiced actually mean in practice? If the pound appreciates, becomes stronger, then UK importers need to hand over fewer pounds to buy the same amount of foreign goods. Imports become cheaper. But here's the flip side. UK exporters are now selling their goods in a currency that foreign buyers have to pay more of to get pounds. So UK exports become more expensive, dearer, for overseas customers. They might buy less. UK export revenues could fall. Let me give you a concrete example. Imagine a UK car manufacturer exports cars to the United States. The car costs £20,000. If the exchange rate is £1 equals $1.2, that car costs $24,000 in America. Now imagine the pound appreciates to £1 equals $1.5. The same £20,000 car now costs $30,000 in America. That is a significant price increase for American buyers. They might choose a cheaper American or German car instead. UK export volumes fall. This is why a strong pound can actually hurt UK manufacturers and exporters.
Now flip it around. If the pound depreciates, gets weaker, spiced works in reverse. Imports become more expensive. That pushes up the cost of imported raw materials, which can contribute to cost push inflation. But exports become cheaper for foreign buyers, which should boost demand for UK goods abroad and potentially improve the current account balance. And that brings us to the balance of payments. The current account records the value of a country's exports minus its imports. If exports exceed imports, we have a current account surplus. If imports exceed exports, we have a current account deficit. A depreciation of the pound should, in theory, improve the current account, making exports cheaper and imports dearer. But, and this is a crucial exam point, it doesn't happen immediately. This is called the J-curve effect. In the short run, after a depreciation, the current account deficit can actually worsen before it improves. Why? Because import and export contracts are often fixed in advance. Businesses can't switch suppliers overnight. So in the short run, the UK is still importing the same volume of goods, but now paying more pounds for them. The deficit gets bigger. Only after a time lag, typically 12 to 18 months, do businesses and consumers adjust their behaviour and the current account starts to improve. This J-curve concept is a brilliant piece of analysis to include in any extended answer on exchange rates. Also remember, whether depreciation actually improves the current account depends on the price elasticity of demand for exports and imports. If demand for UK exports is price inelastic, meaning foreign buyers don't significantly increase their purchases even when prices fall, then the improvement in the current account will be limited. Examiners absolutely love it when candidates bring in elasticity here. Okay, let's shift to exam technique. The command words you'll see on exchange rate questions include define, explain, analyse, and evaluate. For a define question, one or two marks, give a clean, precise definition. For an explain question, 4 to 6 marks, use the PEEL structure: point, evidence, explanation, link. For an analyse or evaluate question, 8 marks or more, you need to show multiple perspectives. Consider the time lag, bring in elasticity, and reach a clear judgment. 3 common mistakes to avoid. Number 1, confusing appreciation with inflation. Appreciation means the currency has increased in value relative to other currencies. Inflation means the general price level in the economy has risen. They are completely different things. Do not mix them up. Number 2, assuming depreciation always improves the current account. As we've just discussed, the J-curve effect means it can make things worse in the short run. And if demand is inelastic, the improvement might be minimal even in the long run. Always qualify your answer. Number 3, forgetting to link exchange rate changes to domestic firms' competitiveness. Examiners want to see you connect the exchange rate to real business outcomes. Export volumes, import costs, profit margins, investment decisions. Don't just state the exchange rate changed. Explain what that means for firms and consumers. Now for your quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask the questions, pause the podcast, and try to answer before I give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the definition of an exchange rate? Answer: the price of one currency expressed in terms of another currency. Question 2. In a floating exchange rate system, what determines the value of the currency? Answer: market forces, the supply of and demand for the currency on the foreign exchange market. Question 3. What does the S in spiced stand for? Answer: strong pound. Question 4. If the pound depreciates, what happens to the price of UK exports for foreign buyers? Answer: they become cheaper, more competitive internationally. Question 5. What is the J-curve effect? Answer: the short-run worsening of the current item deficit following a currency depreciation, before it eventually improves as trade volumes adjust. Brilliant. Let's wrap up. Exchange rates are the price of one currency in terms of another. Floating rates are set by market forces. Fixed rates are set by the government or central bank. Use spiced to remember the effects of a strong pound. Imports cheaper, exports dearer. A weaker pound does the opposite. Imports dearer, exports cheaper. The J-curve reminds us that the current account takes time to respond to exchange rate changes. And only ones bring in elasticity for the top marks. You've got this. Exchange rates come up in virtually every exam series. And now you have the tools to tackle any question they throw at you. Good luck with your revision. And I'll see you in the next episode.